Okay, let's begin our discussion of Peah Dav Dalad. Peah Dav Dalad, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis. And again, Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Gimel Amud Beis as we are into our new Masechta of Maseches Peah. And we are discussing the issues of Chagiga, because one of the items in the Mishnah on Daf Aleph was Reayon, right? One of the items, Eilat Varm She'in Lam Shir, Peah we spoke about, Shir, there's no Shir Midaraisa, maybe Midarabanan, there's 1/60th, how do you classify that? We had that on the last Daf, do you classify that as Ein Lahem Shir or Yesh Lahem Shir, maybe Nafkamina, until I give the amount, what is that considered? Is it Pater from Isris or not? Bikurim we spoke about, the one could give their whole field Bikurim, there's no Shir for that, and now Reayon is number 3. On the list, and we said, what does that mean? So we said on the last daf, well, it does not mean re'ias karban, because re'ias karban is a shir, right? It's a shir about how much, chagiga and how much, shlamim, right? The first mishnah in Maseches Chagiga, so that is a shir. So when it says, in our mishnah, it's talking about re'ias panim. How often can one show up in the Beis HaMikdash for Yeroa Kol Zechurcha Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha? But regarding the Karban, so that has a shear. So we spoke last time on Dav Gimel Machlokes how to determine the shear. We had Rabbi Yochanan, we had Reish Lakish. You know, is the shear a daraisa? Is it the Rabbanan, is it as like the Taz, is it Davar HaMafurish Batorah that you don't need a shear and the Rabbanan add on a shear? So now let's get into a Machlokes Reb Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, two dots on Gimel Amud Beis. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar. So here we're talking about the Karban Chagiga. The Karban Chagiga has to be brought, like any Chiyuvim that we have to be brought Min HaChulin. Min HaChulin. One is not allowed to double up obligations in halacha. If I, just like, we know that the minhag of Meiser Ksafim, right? Meiser Ksafim is according to most Rishonim a minhag tov, right? Not a din daraisa, not a din darabanan. It's based on the Gemara Maseches Tainis, Aser Bishvil Shetit Asher, and the Gemara there, the Tosa there quotes the Medrash, which most assume is just an Eitza Tova, a great idea, but that's Meiser Ksafim, that's a minhag that many have. But that minhag is that one can't double up. If one has an obligation, can't use Meiser Ksafim to buy your lulav, right? Because I have a chiv to buy my lulav, and I have a chiv to, you know, so to speak, a chiv of the minhag to give Meiser Ksafim, so one can't double up. So that goes back to the original dinim, that if somebody has a chiv to do a mitzvah, then one can't use a different monies that were already designated lechiv to do the mitzvah. So do by karbanis. By karbanis that I have to bring, I'm not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money for that chiyah. So the question is, can there be any type of combination? Can there be any type of combination? The Rambam says in Hilchas Chagiga, Olas Re'ia Eina Ba'akula Ela Menachulin Kishara Karbanos Sha'adam Chayebohen. The Olas Re'ia, we're talking about the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olas Re'ia. The Olas Re'ia, the Rambam says, can only come from Chulin. Like all Karbanos Adam Chayev, and I'm Chayev Achatas, I'm Chayev Asham. I can't use money that I already, I'm Chuyev, and I have to use Chulin money. But the Rambam says, Avay Shalmei Chagiga, Mbaos Mimos Marsu Sheni, Hamu'reves im Maos Chulin. The Olas Re'ia can only come from Chulin. But the Shalmei Chagiga, which is the other, remember both of them are Mechuyev, that could come with mixed in Mechulin money and Meiser Sheni money. So how mixed in? How do you bring that? Lokech mena ta'aroves habehema u'makriva Shalmei Chagiga. V'hu she'yia shir, well, let's see what the Rambam Paschal is like. So how you mix it in is a machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How you mix it in, right? The message, interesting message from halacha though, we're not allowed to double up in halacha. In terms of if we have double, two obligations, you know, we don't try to cut corners, right? We have a chiyuv to give a karbon, we have a chiyuv to give, Meiser Sheni. We can't, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give, to fulfill both obligations. Can't cut corners. Maybe reminds us a little bit of the sugya of Enos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, right? We're not allowed to do mitzvahs, bundles and bundles. We're not allowed to, double up in terms of, doing two mitzvahs on one kos shel yayin. Not exactly the same thing. but it's a similar idea. We're not supposed to, you know, try to get rid of the mitzvahs, so to speak, what we can. Right? The Rishonim discuss why are we not allowed to do mitzvahs chavilos. So Rashi says in Maseches Sota, chavilos, shenire kimo shahayu alav lamasui, umemaher lefarek masao. It appears like I have this big bundle that I want to get rid of as quickly as possible. So if I'm going to use, you know, let's say one kos for two mitzvos, so, you know, it just shows that it's a pain for me. So I just want to get rid of it quickly. So if I use my Maaser Sheni money to buy the carbon that I have to bring, so, you know, I don't want to spend too much on this, so I'll double it up. That's Rashi. Tosfos and Sota, also, right, Demechzi Alav Kimasui. If you look in Tosfos and Moed Katan, he compares it to Ema Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, right, which is a different type of focus. Ema Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Gzeres HaKasav K'Darash L'Kaman, Mikra D'Shlomo, Ubi Yerushalmi Darash B'Dechsev Ma'alei Shavu Azos, V'Tam Nirexas, D'Kemo She'ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos, D'Be'inan She'ei Libo Panui L'Mitzvah Achas V'Lo Yifanai Atzmo Heimena. So Tosfos says maybe it's a different idea. If chavilos is compared to ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, because you want to have a focus, your focus on what you're doing totally without anything pulling you in any other direction, so then it's not really related to what we're talking about. But that's what Tosfos says in Moed Katan Adav Ches. So it's two different ideas in ein osin milas chavilos, but according to the first one, maybe it's similar to what we're discussing here in terms of not doubling up in halacha. So how is one allowed to double? So the Rambam Shita is, again, the Rambam Shita is that an olas re'ia has to come totally from chulin, but the shalmei chagiga can be doubled up. Look at the Mara Fulda now for a minute. Cholik Adam, yachal Adam lechalik chagiga. So right, one person could be mechalik his chagiga. How are you mechalik your chagiga? So there are two choices. Two choices to be mechalik your chagiga. Let's say I'm bringing five karbanos for my shalmei chagiga. So I could say, well, one of them has to be totally chulin at least. One of them has to be totally from chulin, and the rest of them could come from Maaser Sheni money. Or one might say, each one of my animals have to have at least the minimum amount for a chulin in it. Right? Every animal has to have some chulin in it. Has to have the two mav chulin in it, and the rest of each of those animals. So how do I split it up? That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Chizkiya, Adam tofel behemos lebehema, vein Adam tofel maos lema'a. Reish Lakish says, one animal has to be pure. One animal has to be pure, maos chulin. The other animals could be from all Maaser Sheni money. Right, that's Reish Lakish's shita. Right, look at the Mara folder now. Afagav the shiura hushte kesef. Right, you could your person could be mechalik the chagiga to two animals v'kolachas b'ma, and each one could be ma. Afagav the shiura hushte kesef. Time of the milsim shu the shirim in the Torah b'kol shu sagya u'ma kesef shte kesef derabanan. V'kiva dehachi kfar yatsa bebehema achas min haTorah. Elisha Mosif hu behekdesho. Right, one animal. Right, so let's see now the Gemara. So Reish Lakish says one animal has to be from Maos Chulin, and the other animals could be from Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tofel Adam Maos Lamos. You can add money onto money. Ve'en Adam Tofel Behemos LaBehema. But one can add on to Behemos, meaning every animal has to have the Chulin in it. Look at the Rambam that we were just reading, Perek Beis Halacha Ches in Hilchas Chagiga, says the Rambam Avoshami Chagiga Baos Bimos Maaser Sheni. Ha-me'urabos imos chulin. The Shalmei Chagiga has to be mixed in. Lokeach min ha-ta'aroves behema u'makriva Shalmei Chagiga. V'hu she'yi eshir achila rishona min ha-chulin. V'rei Shalmei Chagiga chova. V'chol davar she'bechova eino ba ela min ha-chulin. So that's the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, and the Gemara will relate this to another detail in Chagiga. Again, this is all here because we're talking about Rayon. Then we'll get to Gemilas HaSadim on Amid Beis. But first, a little bit about the Chagiga. So it says the Gemara, hey Chavida, what should be the halacha as follows? Hayu lefanav eser behemos. Somebody separated. He knows he's going to have a big family get together in Yerushalayim. So he got 10 behemos for his carbon chagiga. Eser behemos lechagiga. The hikriv chamesh b'yantif rishon. And he was makriv 5 of them on the first day of Yantif. Right, the first day of Yantif, you know, Chagiga is Mechuyah from the day. So a neder, nedarma nedavas, cannot be brought on Yantif, right? Voluntary karbanas. But anything that's Mechuyah for the day can be brought. So, What is the halacha if somebody didn't get to bring all their kavanos on the first day, which is the lachachila? So now there are five left. When can those be brought? They can be brought on Chol HaMoed, that's for sure. Could they be brought on the last day of Yontif? Because it's a Yontif. It's a Yontif. So is it, you could have brought it the first day of Yontif, but what about the other days? Hamosar Moshi Yitchel Yontif Achron. Can you bring them on Yontif Achron? Look at the Mara fold up, right? Afalga dochinin Yontif olo. Afalga the Nadar Adav is encraven by Yontif, even though you're not allowed to bring voluntary karbanos on Yontif. Hani mai. What about these? Are these called voluntary totally? Im nomar hol the kfar yatza b'yantif rishon. If you already yotze, you're me'ikar adin chagiga on the first day of yantif, so that havel kedarman adavis. This is just extra, and it's nedarman adavis, and you cannot bring it on the last day of yantif. Odilma or hol v'hifrishon l'shem chagiga yachalu lakrivam v'nefilu b'yantif achron. Always say no. It's all part of carbon chagiga. Carbon chagiga is docha yantif. So a part of Karbon Chagiga, to Tashlume the Yantif Rishon, right? It's Tashlumen of the first Yantif. It's all part of the Iker Karbon Chagiga. So that's the question the Gemara asks. Can you bring your extra Karbon Chagiga animals that you designated for Karbon Chagiga on Yantif Achron? So the Gemara says, Machlokas. Rev Krispa Amar is Palgun, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish would argue about this. Chad Amar Doche, V'charana Amar Eino Doche. One says it would be Doche the last day, one says it wouldn't be Doche the last day. V'lo Yadin, Man Amar Da, U'man Amar Da, and we're just not sure who says what. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, that's the Machlokas. So now, Amar Rabbi Zeira says, well, maybe it's connected to the Machlokas we just started out with. The Machlokas about whether each animal has to have Ma'os Chulin in it, enough for a Chagiga, or just one animal. Right, if each animal, let's think about this outside for a second, if each animal requires the chulin amount of money, so maybe each animal has that status of a carbon chagiga, and therefore it would be doche. Right, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Right, but if you say one animal has to have the unadulterated chulin, and all the other animals don't, they could just be all mice or shady, so then maybe the other ones are really just extra. And tashlumin, or not even tashlumin derisha, but it's just extra added on, and therefore they wouldn't be docha. And that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Zeira, Nefarish Mileon Durabanan Min Mileon. Let's base the words of these rabbis now based on the words elsewhere that we started off with. Durab Yochanan, Du Amar Tofel Adam. Do Omer Adam Tofel Ma'us Lamos, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, you could add on money to money, Vein Adam Tofel Behemos LaBehema. Each animal has to have the two Ma'us of Chulin, who do Amar Docha. So he would say, it's Docha because each one has that status. It's, each one is the extra part of the Chova. But while Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, do Amar Adam Tofel Behema LaBehema, Vein Adam Tofel Ma'us Lamos, as we said, one animal has to have it, but doesn't have to each one. Who do Amar Eino Doches? He would say, wouldn't be Doches. That's the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This could relate, and it's again, Lav Dafka, you could be Mechalik between each of the cases, but this could relate to a general topic that we've touched on in the past, and that is when there is a minimal way of doing a mitzvah, and I choose to do it in a maximal way, so everything in that maximal way gets the status of the mitzvah, the larger mitzvah. Right, we quote the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. The Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. Shenemar Be'er Tochel Matzos. Once I ate a kezayis, I'm yotze yidei my chiyuv. So if Sturbach points out, it's clear from the Rambam, even more than the kezayis is the mitzvah. Doesn't say that the only kezayis. It doesn't say it's a mitzvah to eat kezayis and matzah on the night of the Seder. It says it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. Once I ate a kezayis and matzah, so then I'm yotze my chiyuv. Right? So that's any matzah that I eat that first night could be part of the mitzvah, right? Or shofar, right? The question that the Rishonim ask in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin. Tosva says, the Rishonim, the Gemara says, how do you blow so many times? La'arbe v'sasatan. La'arbe v'sasatan, we blow so many times. Say, yes, Tosva. Okay, beautiful. La'arbe v'sasatan. What about Bal Tosif? What about Bal Tosif? Why don't you violate Bal Tosif for violating, blowing so many kolos? You don't have to blow so many kolos. So Tosva says you can never get Bal Tosif by doing a mitzvah more times in the right time, right? Birchas Kohanim 10 times a day. There's no Bal Tosif there, right? There's no Bal Tosif shaking a lulav many times. So, blowing shofar many times, there's no bal tosif by asiyas hamitzvah more than once. The Rashba says, maybe there's no bal tosif if the Rabbanan made a din, that this is what you have to do. The Rabbanan said, for whatever reason, you know, keneged, you know, the tkiyas al-seder abrachas, and then we keneged sisra, eventually, that's the middle of Klal Yisrael. So, if you're doing it l'shem, takanas chazal, and an expanded part of takanas chazal, there's not going to be any bal tosif. But the Maharal writes in one place, and the Lavush, I think, also says it. No. What does it say in the Torah? It says, yom trua yelachem. Have a day of trua. Whatever you blow on that day is going to be part of the mitzvah. Yom Shu Yilchem. You could do it in a minimal way. You could do it in an expanded way. So we have this all the time. Kriya Shema. We discussed this back in Maseches Brachos. Great Kriya. What's the mitzvah that writes of Kriya Shema? So the Ramban says one pasuk. But Gemara's clearly give the impression that it's more than one pasuk. One parsha, second parsha, all three parshias. So it could be that even if you say the minimum Kriya Shema is a smaller amount, the first pasuk or something related, right, the Ramban, but still, if I choose to do it in an expanded way, so it all gains that status of the mitzvah d'oraisa, of the mitzvah d'oraisa, and could be enough kaminas in terms of atzei d'chalos, and the like. So that could be relating to this machlokas between the question of the Gemara, right? Am I going to, if I add on animals, right, am I going to be able to be use them and be makriv them on Yontif, on the last day of Yontif, or not? So again, we said it's a machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish based on how much. How am I ma'arev the ma'os chulin and the ma'os ma'aser sheni in my karbanos? So therefore, that could be related to our sugya of expanding mitzvos da'oraisa. Expanding mitzvos da'oraisa, which, again, comes up in many, many areas. Okay. The Gemara says there's one more for shita, asa Reb Shimon ben Va, b'shem Reb Yochanan. He has a different formulation of Reb Yochanan, who says you could even add on, la olam hu mosif v'holech v'doches yantif at shiomer ein b'dayti lahosif. Even if you didn't designate it originally, right, you could be mosif holech, that keeps saying, I want to bring more karbanos, until it doesn't have any more das to bring. So even if you didn't designate it at the beginning, right, you could continue, as long as you still have das to, that could also be mosif, and you could bring those, says the Ma'ara Fulda. You can bring them on the Yom Tov Acharon. Ad sheyomer ein od b'dayti lahosif, until you've decided that you don't want to be mosif any more. Again, the Rambam says, hifrish eser behemos l'chagigaso, v'hikriv mehen miksasan berishon upasak. Right, I designated a number of karbanos chagiga on the first day, and then I was makriv of them, and I didn't finish all of them. Shuv eino chozer umakriv ashar. I'm not allowed to bring the rest of them. Shahare shir osam. V'im lo pasak ela dochku hayom v'lo yochol lagrivan hayom. What if I didn't stop? I kept going, but I ran out of time. Not like I took a break in the middle. I kept going and going, and I ran out of time. Right, the Rambam's lashon is dochku hayom v'lo yochol lagrivan hayom. Makrif hashar lamachar, right? Then you could give a, right? It's all considered part of the chagiga. That's not talking about being doche, yantif, but that's the Rambam in turn, based on the Gemara and chagiga, how we view all of those as carbon as chagiga. Okay. Gemilas chasadim. Back to the next, item on the list in the Mishnah. So Gemilas chasad, hada the tamar. Gemara Sukkah, please. Hada the Tamar Begufo. When do we say that Gemilas Chasadim Ein Lohem Shiur, as the Mishnah says, that's Begufo? Remember, we read that Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, where the Rambam says all of those items of Bikur Cholim and Halvayas Hameis and Achras says Orachim, all of those are mitzvahs, Durabanan, Begufo, She'ein Lohem Shiur. And they're all included in the larger rubric of V'yahat L'Recha Kamocha. Says the Gemara. So all of those are only Begufo. Avo B'mamono, Yeshlo Shir. But Mamono, there is a shir for how much money one has to give for mitzvos ben Adam Achavero. Right. The Gemara talks about the difference between Gemilas Chesed Begufo and Gemilas Chesed B'Mamono. Right. And this one of the differences is the shir. The Gemara in Sukkah has a couple of differences. We'll read it better if we have time. But Hadim Begufo Mamono Yeshlo Shir. What's the shir? Va'asya Kai Demar Reb Shimon ben Lachish b'Shem Reb Yehuda ben Chanina Nimnu b'Usha. Right, they made a takana in Usha, one of the places that the Sanhedrin went after it left Yerushalayim. She'adam ma'afrish chomesh minachasav lemitzvos. Chomesh minachasav, a fifth of one's property, lemitzvos. Remember, that's the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Nun in the Bavli. Hamavazveis al mavazveis yoser michomesh. Right, that's the language of the Takana of Usha, because Chazal didn't want Jews to become impoverished based on mitzvos, and therefore there are limits. There are limits for mitzvos asay, at least. There are limits for mitzvos asay. Mitzvos lo sasay, that they didn't make any laws in Usha about that. This is only mitzvos asay. That's based on the Rashba. The Rashba in Baba Kama on Daftes, and it's quoted in the Ramah. Quoted in the Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah. But the Rashba says in Baba Kama Daftes, Shalo amru ela b'mitzvos asay b'sheva al tasa. Ava mitzvos lo sasay afilu kol mamono. Right, that's the language of the Rashba in Baba Kama and Daftes. Right, los ases, right, there are a number of differences between ases and los ases. Asidocha los ases, but one of them is right here. One of them is how much money one has to spend. And that's quoted in Hilchas Sukkah, Tuf Resh Nun Vav. Tuf Resh Nun Vav. Im Kana Esrog, well, and we're going to get to this Beshem in our Gemara, but let's just read it now because I just made the point now. Im Kana Esrog, Sheroi Lotzeis, Bo Bitzimsum. I bought an Esrog, and I can use it. And then I find another esrog that's nicer, that's better, that's more mehudar. So I got to spend a little more on that esrog, as we'll see in the Gemara in a couple of minutes. But says the Ramah, umishein lo esrog oshar mitzvah veret ein sorach levazveis ale hahon rav. One doesn't have to spend a ton of money to be if I don't have so much money on a mitzvah. Kamosha amru hamavazveis alevazveis yosher mechomesh afilu mitzvah overis. Right, that's the language of the Ramah, based on this Gemara and based on the Gemara in Ksubis. What does Hon Rav mean? What does Hon Rav mean? It's a good question. The Mishnah Berurah quotes: "Afilu pachad mishlish gamkin en sorach litein." Even less than a third. Right, amvaz beyos mechomesh. One has to know what the message of that mitzvah is. But then the Ramah continues: "Vidavka mitzvah asay avalos asay yitin kol mamono kodem shiyavar harashba." Right, the mitzvah zaseh has the limit, but mitzvah lo zaseh has no limit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, debitel aseh hu bimeniya milakayim ve'ena oseh shum maisa neged ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. Because not doing a mitzvah, I'm not doing what I wish I could do, ratzon Hashem. I'm not violating ratzon Hashem. Hashem didn't tell me not to do something. So that's why lo zaseh is worse, but shaking blows as aim yavar. Right? This reminds us of that Ramban in Parshas Yisro, that mitzvahs asay flow from avas Hashem, and mitzvahs los, and doing a mitzvah asay flows from avas Hashem, and not doing a los asay flows from yiras Hashem. And that's why asay docha los asay, because av is greater than yira. But not doing a los asay is yira, because we don't want to violate the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, the quotes from the Magen Avraham here, right on this halacha. Mash b'ksas begitin daf nun vav, b'maisa debar kamsa. Right, the famous story. Shohaya mutter lavar alosa se mipne emas hamalchus da'akum. That one would have been able to violate alosa se because of emas malchus. Right, they talk about at the end that, right, they should have just brought the Balmum, right, instead of the Churban Bayis happening. So again, that at least give away the Beis HaMikdash, right? Maybe it would have been worth it to do that Lo Sasei. Maybe that was Pikuach Nefesh, not just losing the Beis HaMikdash. Good, and then Mr. Berurah quotes Kodem Sheyavar, even if it's just a Lav, Kol Shekinim Nogea Dar L'Chai B'Krisus Chas V'Sholom, etc. What about a Durabanan? What about a Lo Sasei Durabanan? That's a discussion by the Achronim. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Gemilas Chasadim Hada de Tamar Beguba Mono Yesh Lo Shir. And we said from Reish Lakish, Be'usha, that a person can be a Chomish Minachas of Lemitzvahs. By the way, Usha was one of the 10 stops that the Sanhedrin made, right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about what those stops were. And the last stop, right? The Gemara says, remember that last stop? Let's the Gemara here, I have it here. Golsa Sanhedrin, Lushkas Agazis, Tachanus, Yerushalayim, Yavne, Usha, Yavne, Shafraam, Beit Sha'arim, Beit Sha'arim Lesipori, Misori Le, Tveria, Vitveria Amuka Mikulam. The last stop was Tveria. And then the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Umisham Asidin Ligael. And from Tveria, Asidin Ligael. That's where it's going to start. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Yudalid, Halacha Yudbeis of Sanhedrin, the Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam quotes, Right, when the Sanhedrin starts again, it's going to start in Tveria. That's the last place where it was, and then it's going to move down to the to Yerushalayim. So some say that's why legend has it that the Rambam, you know, wanted to be buried in Tveria. How he died in Egypt, and then the camel or the horse, whatever it was, they didn't know where to bury him. They put him, and it just walked for days and days and stopped in Tveria. Why did the Rambam want to be buried in Tveria? So maybe based on this halacha, that was the last place the Sanhedrin was, and he wanted to be able to be part of it, la'asid lava. Okay, but here Usha was one of the places where they made many takanas. The Gemara says, Ad Heichan. Even though Ad Heichan usually means until how much, all the Mefarshim here say means, it means the opposite. Ad Heichan means, you see, Ma'arafolda, Lemata, Shalo Yivchos. What's the minimum? What's the minimum? In terms of Tztaka. Rebbe Gamliel ben Ininya, Rebbe Abba Barkana, Chad Amar Ad Kidei, Truma Utrumas Meiser. How much? What's the minimum? Truma and Trumas Meiser. How much is Truma? Average 1/50th, which is 2%. Trumas Meiser is another 1%, because it's 1/10 of 1/10. Right? And therefore, Meiser is 1/10 of Trumas Meiser, what the Kohen gives, Levi gives to the Kohen from his Meiser Rishon. So, 3% altogether. Right? 2% and 1%. The Charana Amar? No. Kabedes Hashem Mehoncha. Give Hashem, honor Hashem from your hon. Ume Reishis Kol Tvuascha. And from the rashis of all your tvua, so we compare kavod hashem minhoncha, which is staka, me rashis, that's truma, kimi rashis called tvuascha, which is 2%, right, which is a little less than the others. So again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes based on the Gemara Bava Basra, even less than that, just a certain amount of a shekel. Basically, staka has to be the minimum, whatever appropriate for our financial status. Rebbe Gamliel ben Ininya boy kumi Rebbe Mana ma chomesh b'kol shana v'shana. It says, what's the shear for mitzvahs? Chomesh minachasav. So we should give a chomesh each year. L'chabeishanim u'mafsekula. I should give a fifth of my possessions every year. So then, by in 5 years, I'll be out. I'll be totally out of possessions. The Chazal want that. The Chazal obviously didn't make this rule in order to, you know, make somebody poor. So Amar Lei, no. B'tchila lekeren. You know, you could start with, you know, Chomesh and 20% of the principal, and then after that, Mikan Ve'ach L'schad. Then you just take percentages of the profits that you made and the earnings that you made, but not the principal. So, you know, one has to Chazal, especially in these areas of stuck-up, always are very, you know, logical in terms of a person should never put themselves in a situation where they'll have to rely on society if they don't have to be in that situation. So one should give stucca, but, you know, one shouldn't give it so much stucca that they would then have to take stucca. That doesn't make any sense, right? So one should give a certain amount as much as they can. Rav Huna Amar lemitzvos ad shlish, a different shear. Lemitzvos ad shlish. What does that mean? A third. Mao l'chol mitzvos ad shlish. Does that mean for all mitzvos? All together? And you have to, like, kind of, see how many mitzvahs you're going to have to be doing in the future and kind of separate and plan out. Ola mitzvah achas, even one mitzvah. So sovereign may malachal mitzvahs ad shlish. So the Rabbanan thought to say for all mitzvahs. Rav Avun Amar afil mitzvah achas, even for one mitzvah. What do you mean for one mitzvah? For one mitzvah, I have to spend, you know, a third of all of my money. Rav Chaviva b'shem Rabbanan detaman ma'u l'shlish l'damim. What does it mean l'damim? Meaning a third of the value. The third of the value, and this is what it said also in Bava Kamma, a third of the value of the mitzvah in order to enhance the mitzvah. In order to enhance the mitzvah, what we would call hider mitzvah, as the Gemara is about to say. That's the lehider ad shlish. Hey chavida, so what do you do? What does that mean? Lokach adam mitzvah. Somebody bought a mitzvah. Somebody bought an esrog. Somebody bought a matzah. And then you see a nicer one. Ad kama matrichan alav. How much will it be a triach in order to get a nicer one? Ad shlish. Until a third of the value of that mitzvah. Right? The Marafolda says, lidmei ha-mitzvah. Lidmei ha-mitzvah. Ad shlish shel lekichas harishona. A third of the lekich harishona, however much money one spent. And tani to Rabbi Shmuel, just starting the next, ze, and what this is based on, ze kei levi anveyu. Right, we know this Gemara comes up in the Bavli, in Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel. Ze kei levi anveyu, this is my God and I will glorify him. V'chi efshar lo la'adam la'navo, says Baro, can you beautify Hashem? How do you beautify Hashem? Right, we're a human being. Ela anveilo b'mitzvos. Beautify him in the mitzvos that I do to serve him. Ayas elafanav lulav na'e, sukkah na'e, shofar na'e, tzitzis na'e, tfilin na'in. So all of those are examples of hiddur mitzvos. Interesting. Tfilin na'e. What does tfilin na'e mean? Does that mean the boxes? That mean the straps? Aren't those all the same? Right, all the same. They're all black and they're all square. They're not much different. So this could mean the cloth. The cloth. Make have beautiful cloth of filling. Is there something that you can't see? That's all, something that's totally hidden? Right, nobody sees you write the tefillin once and then it's all hidden. Is there hiddur mitzvah if it's not revealed? Right, if it's not revealed. What about bris milah? Right, that's the context of the Gemara. It's hiddur mitzvah. That's generally not revealed. Right, so is there hiddur mitzvah just inherently in the item, even if nobody's ever going to see it? Right, that's what if tefillin is talking about the klafim, then that's clearly what seems to be the case here. So maybe we'll touch on it again. A lot to talk about hiddur mitzvah. Maybe we'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem, at the beginning of the next year as we continue here in more about Staka and Gimilas Chasanim coming up, and then Kibbutz Avaim. Dama ben Asina makes an appearance in the Yerushalmi, Be'ez Hashem, coming up as we will see. Okay, we'll stop here.